This is John Tomei Productions, Urban Podcast. I am your host, John 2IG, and today is April 3rd, 2024, and we have been on a hiatus here at the Urban Broadcast. I've been dealing with a lot of business issues and personal things and just different things going on in life, and just hadn't had a chance to get on here as often as I would like to. A couple of my episodes had gotten demonetized as well, you know, regarding some missing children I was trying to post. So I just hadn't had time to get back on here. You know, I was a little back and forth going on with Spotify, but we're back on here today. And on that note, be sure to check the links in the description box for any information regarding missing children. And that telephone number, I don't know if I posted that yet, but the number is 1-800-843-5678. Man, I tell you what, man, my heart really goes out to any parent out there that has a missing child. There's one child on there that's been missing since 2019. You know, that's a long time. Hell, one day is too long, but can you imagine your child being missing for that many years? So yeah, got a lot to be grateful for and thankful for, brothers and sisters, you know. And you know, shout out to the brothers and sisters that's having to deal with grief, you know, of loss of a loved one, trying to navigate through life, you know, without your parents or your grandparents or your siblings or your children or whatever. You know, whatever that may be, you know, having to, you know, continue on with your life, you know, and don't feel like, I know some people have survivor's remorse or something like that. You should never feel that way. You should never feel guilty about outliving your loved ones. You know, you should be grateful. You know, God has a purpose for you to fulfill. That's why you're still here, you see. But still, you know, grief is a hell of a thing to deal with, and so is guilt. So, you know, thoughts and prayers, and on that note too, also, you know, rest in power, man, Mr. Louis Gossett Jr. We just lost a great actor about a week ago, man. That brother, man, he was a powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much every movie he's ever been in, he always made an impression, very memorable. And he had passed on. I think he was 86. And so rest in power, man. Sergeant Foley, that's where I remember him, you know, most from Officer and the Gentleman movie. Basically, just want to jump on, man. Today's topic is about finding acceptance, you know, for things that, for things you can't change, you know, whether it's people, or society, or hell, the government, or, you know, some asshole at your job, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, if you can't change it yourself, the true key to finding peace, this is something I learned, brothers and sisters, as I get older, the true essence of peace is acceptance, okay? As much as you like, may want to be in people's lives, and you might want to help them, or whatever, some people are who they are, okay? I mean, you can't take a dog and turn him into a cat, you know? You can't, or vice versa. You can't take a cat and turn him into a dog. A dog is a dog and a cat is a cat. You know, if it looks like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck, okay? And when people show you who they are, who they really are, believe them, you know? And just accept it. You know, you don't have to like it. Just accept it. I heard people, you know, I was having a conversation with a young lady at my job, and you know, we were talking about the migrant crisis and people coming across the border and this and that and the third, and you know, she was afraid, and I was like, why are you afraid? Well, because they're gonna come over and they're gonna attack us and this and that. And I say, shit, I'm more afraid of getting on the freeway at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, shit, a zombie apocalypse is something to fear. But, you know, you got to realize these people, they're not aliens from outer space. No, I think there should be some checks and balances involved, you know, who comes across the border. But if you don't have control over that situation, don't worry about it. You know, where's your faith? You know, and that's what I told her. And then when I put it to her that way, she began to relax. I said, you know, honey, you don't have no control over that. You know, just worry about what's going on in your household. Okay. And, you know, another thing is, you know, don't allow nobody to come into your mix, into your life, and try to tell you what you need to do with your life. You know, it's your life. You know, when you go home every day and you go to check your mailbox and you get your bills and whatnot, take a real good close look at whose name is on those bills. You know, if your name's on all those bills, man, ain't nobody got shit to say to you about nothing. You know, you can listen to it. If it's good advice, yeah, by all means, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, so many people want to say so many things. I know it's like, especially on social media, I had to limit my time being on social media. That's another reason I haven't been on the podcast as much. I had to, you know, reduce my time on that because there's so much toxicity going on. You know, brothers and sisters still can't stick together. You know, there's no code anymore. And I just kind of just, you know, I just say, you know what? I'm just going to stay on the side of righteousness and not worry about these worldly things, you know, because it's out of my hands, you know. Just, you know, trusting the good Lord. And I'm not trying to sound overly religious, you know, anything like that, but that's what I do. I pray every day. And I just trust in the good Lord to guide my, you know, to guide me along my path, you know what I'm saying, to fulfill whatever purpose it is that he has me, until my mission is accomplished, you know. So that's the way I see it. And finding acceptance, I'm telling you, man, it is a beautiful thing, you know. Having peace is golden. When you got peace, you can deal with things a lot better. You know, I think I've said this before. I said this on a different podcast, but yeah, man, when you truly got peace in your life, you can handle things so much better. Once you've established a certain amount of peace for a certain amount of time, you won't allow the one to infringe upon that. You become very protective of it. Because, you know, it's more precious than gold. It really is. You know, for your own peace of mind, you got to have some peace. The key to it is just having acceptance, you know. Quit trying to change every damn thing. I mean, some shit's just out of your control. And the stuff that's out of your control, put it in, you know, pray about it and put it in God's hands. That's all. That's the best advice. You know, that's the thing that I've learned over the last few years. And, you know, I just wanted to share that. You know, you can take that with you. You know, however you want to use it. I just wanted to drop that nugget real quick, to jump on here and just kind of express that. But once again, brothers and sisters, going to get on off of here. I just wanted to stop by. I finally got a day off. So I'm going to get to work around here and do some things on the business side. But like I said, you all be safe, you know, be excellent with each other, stay blessed, and remember, health is your wealth. And once again, find an acceptance for the things that you cannot change is the key to having peace in your life. So with that being said, we're going to get on off of here. Y'all stay blessed, take care, and we will be back on the next episode. I'm not sure when. I can't give an exact date, but we will be back. Like the Terminator, I'll be back. All right, folks. Y'all stay blessed. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.